Well, folks, because we do this.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display! I can't believe it courtside. Neither can we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree.
Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Hello. That's right. Steve said it. It's time for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Light Me Up Lager. Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager will not weigh you down like other beers can. Light Me Up Lager, brewed and canned right here in the Whit. Available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. Steve, Nick, and I'm Alex, we're going to bring up some of the big performances and performers from over the weekend, and they lit it up. Steve, you played that highlight, so you're going to start. How about that?
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the Oregon women's basketball team. Oh, they're lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
I missed it.
I missed these last 2 weeks so bad. Man. Maybe we should have just got together somewhere and just be the three idiots talking about this. But anyway.
We should just do this every day.
Just yelling it's lit in a bar somewhere.
Who lit it up for a Wednesday? Why not?
I actually have got my 4-year-old grandson. Cracks up every time we do this.
Same.
It's hard to follow up history in last year, you know, the greatest in the history of the program after an 8-10 Pac-12 season, get in the dance, get past Temple, upset Duke, and like Terry John's great call with the win against Maryland, went from sweet to elite. Enter this year, bunch of expectations, 11th in the preseason poll, picked second with Stanford in conference behind UCLA. They're living up. They're only two losses at number 5 Louisville, then at number 5 Mississippi State. Last night, close out the game with a rush, beat UCLA, first ever sweep of the SoCal schools on the road, back home for the Arizona schools this weekend, and we'll talk with Coach Graves at the top of the hour. Duck women's basketball, lit.
It's lit!
Okay, well, you talked about the greatest of all time for something, so my first one's going to be Marcus Mariota, because obviously that's what he is.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott! Because it's lit!
Sorry, I said Mari Gota wrong. The Titans looked like trash in the first half. No offense whatsoever. No run game to speak of. Mariota's receivers were bad. Missing open guys. Eric Decker was bouncing footballs off of his face. Corey Davis couldn't tell which direction he was supposed to run. But you could tell they found rhythm in the second quarter, and it was because the coaches let Mariota start running no huddle and call plays himself. And that's when they kind of took off in the game. You know, a lot of credit should go to the offensive line and Derrick Henry, of course, but a touchdown pass to himself, option reads for first downs, huge third down conversions the entire second half and fourth quarter. Then that touchdown pass to Decker right up the seam was cash money. The numbers, obviously, they don't leap out at you, but if Mariota kind of did one thing this weekend, it showed people that who were kind of critical of the Titans offense that it's not his fault. The owner said Malarkey saved his job with that win, but I really don't think Terry Rubisky did. Mariota is my first one.
It's lit!
Yeah, that was the right answer for this weekend. Yeah. Mine is Deion Jones, linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit.
Who's the guy laughing in the background when he first says it?
I don't
know. One of his idiot friends.
A friend of Johnny Manziel who was in like a house in Cabo.
They so all stuck around. How about that?
Maybe a smart idiot for being friends with Johnny Football. Deion Jones has been everywhere all over the defense for the Falcons since he started as a middle linebacker as a rookie last year. On this season, 91 tackles. 3 interceptions, one of which was a game clincher against the Saints in Week 16. But against LA, on Saturday might have been his coming out party. Jones had 7 solo tackles, 3 other tackle assists, and on multiple occasions was disrupting plays, reading the right gap to stop runs, and on the final play of the game was in coverage against Sammy Watkins and broke up what would have been a key touchdown for the Rams in their comeback. So while Debo isn't lighting up the stat sheet, he is making a huge impact on the field, and he lit it up against the Rams. So very, very excited to have him on my Falcons defense.
It's lit!
All right. How about Kendrick Nunn, senior guard, the Oakland Golden Grizzlies? Oh, he's lit.
It's lit!
What?
Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
He's the second leading scorer in the country behind Oklahoma's Trey Young. But I put him in this already, but this guy out of Chicago is off the charts the past 4 games. They play in the Horizon League. And he's the equivalent of a one-man wrecking crew because they don't have much. He just played 43 minutes in an overtime loss to Wright State, scored 32 of his team's 71 points. The Friday after Christmas, scored 36 points in a victory at Milwaukee, played all 40 minutes, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, and a steal. And I'll tell you what, he may need arm replacement surgery because he's Costanza. Oh, he's a chucker. No one in the country shoots more than him. He averages, remember, this is college, 26 shot per night.
Good Lord.
Wow. Kobe and Iverson is like, dude, there's other people out there. This guy can hoist it, and he's lit.
It's lit!
All right, my second one, CJ McCollum of the Blazers.
It's lit! Shout out Chavy, Scott! Because it's lit!
As opposed to the other CJ McCollum. So we all know Dame has been out for the Blazers, and most of the time you hear that, and you think they wouldn't be able to beat West Lynn in a basketball game, but CJ led them to 2 wins over the extended weekend, 20-6 to lead them to a revenge win over the Hawks on Friday with a plus-minus of plus 25. Then he goes out and puts up 25-7 against the Spurs, including a game winner over LaMarcus Aldridge, of all people. I remember when Dame was healthy and CJ missed a game winner, we all kind of question why Stotts would even think to go to CJ over Dame, and rightly so. But he has shown, while Dame has been out, that he can at least kind of hold down the fort for a little while. I know the Spurs weren't full speed, but neither was Portland. So CJ McCollum is my second.
It's lit!
Close us out, brother.
Chef Curry of the Golden State Warriors.
It's lit!
Chef Curry.
Shout out Chavy, Scott, because it's lit!
So Steph was in his fourth game back from his ankle injury against the Clippers this weekend and lit it up. 45 points, set a new career high in free throw attempts with 16. He just went 15 from 16 from the line. Only attempted 5 two-pointers, and then he went 8 from 16 from 3. Also threw in 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Absolutely lit up the stat sheet against the Clips.
It's lit!